All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Juliana Garcia with us, and she is a soulful marketing consultant for coaches and consultants who need to clarify their message so they can attract high-quality clients who are ready to pay in full. So welcome to the show.
Hi, Tyler. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Grateful to have you on. So we go deep pretty quick in this show. So the first one is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
I think the best story from my life has been coming from a third world country where there were very little opportunities there, and having traveled to 49 countries and really created my own opportunities. And now starting a business, or having started a business 5 years ago, really doing what I really love. But what I think has made it, like, why I love sharing my stories, because I feel like a lot of people who are born in, you know, difficult circumstances, or who think that maybe their odds are against them, sometimes they feel like they can't get out of that, or that they have a really hard time creating different opportunities. And like, my bigger purpose in life is just to show, was just to be an example of what's possible. And so for me, like, my whole life has been a story of overcoming, like, the odds and all the obstacles that, you know, I didn't speak English when I was, you know, in Colombia. I was born in Colombia, I didn't speak English. So I taught myself how to speak English. I, like, got scholarships to travel the world. I got a degree in Australia to study marketing, all scholarships. And it's just overcoming all the obstacles that, you know, that I didn't even think were going to come up as I was looking to fulfill my purpose. And so it's just like my entire life has been an example to inspire people that, you know, no matter what your circumstances are, if you really get clear on what you want and commit to following that intuition and your desires, you get to create the life that you really desire.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can't imagine, like, with the whole other language thing, like, that is, I don't know. I have a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that I now help people with their marketing message, which is all about communication.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know what I mean? So if you think that you have a problem with your marketing, or with your marketing message, or communicating the value of what you do to the world, I want you to remember that, like, if I could do it, and now that's what I do in my business, you can do it too, you know? So it's just really showing people what is possible when you really set your mind to it. Now people come to me to help them create content in English. Yeah. And when you think about it, it's like, English wasn't even my native language. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, that proves the point, you know, because not only did you learn the language, but you're like a master of the language, especially in, like, a marketing, you know, way. So my next one for you is what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Yeah, and I think this ties in from the question that you asked me before, which is communication when it comes to marketing is one of the skills that people should focus on the most as like a core foundational like value or skill. Being able to hone in how you communicate the value of what you do to the world is literally what makes the difference between succeeding in what you do and not succeeding. And so in terms of valuable information, is simplifying things so that your customer really understands what they are going to get by working with you is one of the most important focuses at whatever stage of business that you're in. So communication it's so, so, so important, because sometimes we come up with ideas that we think are really cool or that people are for sure going to buy. And then we don't actually know if they are going to buy them until we learn how to communicate with them the value of what we're doing. So I think it's so important to focus on that piece of mastering your communication with your customer and your clients.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. And it ties into the next one. But the next one is what is your best piece of overall business advice? So what you said definitely applies all over.
Yeah.
But if you have anything else, definitely.
Totally. I think when it comes to marketing, especially because I work with a lot of women mm-hmm. who are coaches or are consultants. And if I'm specifically speaking to them, I think what I notice the difference between women and men in business is that women tend to overthink and question themselves way more than men. Mm-hmm. Men are just more action takers. They just go test, they try, they fail, they get back up, and it's like easier for them to get back up and just try again. So when it comes to women specifically, the best piece of business advice is to release the desire to be perfect. Mm. And I think that applies to men too, right? It's just release the desire to be perfect, because the more that you perfect along the way, or that you implement as you go, the more momentum that's going to give you and the more motivation you're going to have, because you're going to be receiving more feedback from whatever it is that you're doing, instead of overthinking and kind of giving up even before you start because you're thinking of all the ways that it's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
So lose a perfectionism, especially if you are an entrepreneur at any stage in your business, because it's really going to hold you back from getting quick results.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And like, I mean, I think it's important to strategize, but at the same time, you can't just keep it all in your head. Like, and that's what I've learned to do. And I've seen it from like Gary Vaynerchuk a lot. Yeah. And that's how I've gotten better at it, is I just like, like I just go all the time. And then I'm like, okay, that broke. That didn't work. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
And the more totally. You do that, that's how you learn, you know, yeah. You learn best from experience. So if you just keep trying things and testing things, then you'll figure out what works rather than stay in your head for like months at a time. Like,
yeah.
Cause whatever plan you come up with won't work anyway, probably.
Yeah. That's the thing. And there's one more thing that I would give in terms of from a marketing perspective and overall business advice, specifically related to attracting clients, and is the fact that when it comes to like, if you look at the social media space and just the marketing space now, we are so focused on like, people are no longer buying into like the perfection of the brands. They actually want to connect with human beings.
Yeah.
And so bringing authenticity to your brand is something that I like, if you go to my website, you'll see that I'm all about that, and balancing that, like providing value and showing up as an authority while also showing your true self, because people are connecting, people are creating connection more than ever before. And so another piece of advice that I would just give is, infuse more authenticity in your brand.
Yep. I agree. I love that you said that, because that's what I agree so much with that. It's not just like about the highlight reel. Like, you definitely want to have a good brand and everything, but I think part of that is showing behind the scenes, you know, like it's showing like maybe the goofy side of you or whatever it is, like not always just like the picture perfect, like this is a robot, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's important. So my next one for you is, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
From a marketing perspective, I would say just from like business related advice would be to be more visible, like way faster, to get over my fear of, again, perfectionism, and just be more like more of myself with my audience and let them see who I really am and what I stand for, what I don't stand for, what I believe in, so that they can connect with my values faster, instead of hiding behind like what I think they're gonna like, what I think they're gonna say yes to. And because I remember like 6 years ago, I was just overthinking my brand so much and like, well, what is the part of me that I need to show them for them to like me, you know, or to sell my services? And now that I do, like my brand has completely shifted, I'm all about connecting with people on a human level. And so if I could give myself a piece of advice, is just to become more visible and be more of me in front of my audience, because they don't actually want perfection. They want more authenticity.
Yeah.
So similar to the previous.
And then, so my next one is kind of going down a different path. In your opinion, we'll get deep again. In your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
I actually think that the key to happiness is not to always, is not to focus on being happy, but to allow yourself to feel all the feelings and experience all your, I can swear. Experience all your shit. And without trying to always make life be perfect, like same concept, you know, because we, if you sign up for being like, to be a human, trying for life to always be happy and always be perfect, you're going to be very disappointed and very unhappy. Yep. Being a human is like 50% joy and bliss and amazingness and 50% shit that we all are going to go through. That's not as awesome. And so the key to happiness is just to be cool with the parts of your life that are not perfect and like like find wisdom and find joy in those moments, because that's what actually makes life really rich.
I think that's huge. For me, that was like a big lesson, just like accepting at all parts of it, and not just always being like, you know, woo, everything's great.
Or avoiding yourself and your feelings and situations when things are not perfect. Like I'm such a believer that it's not all about trying to make things be perfect all the time or fixing everything, because if things are not going right, then there's something terribly wrong. I actually even share with my clients, lean into the discomfort, because that's what's going to get you through.
And like process through it. Don't avoid it. And that's what I think I did when I was younger, is I would avoid anything negative. I'd be like, nope. And, but then it like builds up and eventually you got to process that shit or it's just going to take you out, you know?
It always comes back and bites you at some point.
So my next one for you is, what is the best book that you've read and what's the number one thing you learned from it?
Oh my gosh. So this is not actually marketing related, but I read a book called The Presence Process.
I've read it.
What's the number one thing that I learned from it? You know, kind of similar to what we were just talking about, but there was this line about that in that book that really marked me. And it was like, don't shoot the messenger, like get the message that people are sending. So in the context of like when bad things happen in your life, if a person betrays you, it's not actually about the person that betrays you, quote unquote, it's about the lesson that you need to learn in that experience about yourself, right? It's like, you don't think that you're the victim of your circumstances. It's all about how you interpret those circumstances to be a lesson for what you need to learn in life. So that is just bringing back the personal power of like, you know, just because things happen to me doesn't mean that I get to be the victim. It just means that I get to learn a lesson to move forward. Like you get to choose, you know what I mean? Like victimhood or empowerment. And I think I always think about when something happens, I'm like, what's the lesson here for me to learn, instead of being a victim of what I was going on?
Yeah. And I think, so anybody listening, The Presence Process, that is a gem. Like that book will change the game. I love that book so much.
So good.
So yeah, read it and experience it, really, because it's actually like an experience.
It is. Totally.
So next one, what's your favorite quote and why?
Oh, I remember. Let me see if I wrote this one down, because I was like, what is my favorite quote? Oh, one of my mentors, he says truth over tactics. So when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to marketing and sales, he leads with this thing that he says truth over tactics. And I just believe that we sometimes overcomplicate so much the world of business and marketing. And honestly, when we speak our truth and when we are transparent about the service that we sell and our intention and our why, that's what really draws people in, instead of really focusing on like, what's the latest social media hack and what's the latest growth hack. It's like, you can get lost in that, but at the end of the day, if you lead with truth over tactics, people are always going to feel that transparency from you. So I really, really love sharing that quote with people.
Yeah, I had not heard that one. I love it. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming on. The last one I got for you, where can our listeners best find you and connect with you online?
My Facebook is on fire. If you guys want to follow my content on Facebook is where I hang out the most. So Facebook / it's Juliana Garcia, IT is Juliana Garcia. And my website, julianagarcia.com. I love creating content online that really connects with people and gives them really good insight. So if you guys want some powerful content to help you with your marketing and just adding more authenticity to your business and still be seen as an authority in your field, definitely follow me on Facebook.
Yes. And definitely follow Juliana. And thank you again for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.